Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ryan Woods on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
What's going on, buddy? Guys?
Woody, glad to have you back, my friend.
Hey, happy to be here.
Throwback Thursday nomination. 20 years since their first hit, Dead or Disbanded. Who would your nomination be?
20 years since when?
Since their first album.
Come on, Woody, this ain't rocket science.
Or Dead or Disbanded.
Or Dead or Disbanded.
Have we ever had him on Thursday? I don't think so.
Woody, who was your best band you liked when you was in high school, man? Come on.
Well, who's my favorite band in high school? It's probably the same as now. I'd go Pearl Jam.
See, yeah. Okay, there we go. Pearl Jam. Yeah. All right. Ryan Wood with Pearl Jam.
All right, Gary, who do you got?
Gary.
Let me go with some Cheap Trick.
That's a good one.
Leroy Butler?
Mm-hmm. Hall & Oates.
The Cheap Trick.
Blues Brothers.
I'm going to double with Leroy Butler, Hall & Oates. I'm going to be listening to a lot of that with Tim Allen out in Las Vegas.
Will. Yeah.
Yes, sir. A lot of rich girls. Ryan Wood, we wanted to get you on today after the making of Matt LaFleur a perfect pedigree for Packers. Everything you've detailed in here, the first thing that stood out to me was the first couple of paragraphs, the story of Matt LaFleur calling his parents. Just how emotional was he while you guys were discussing this story that really details who he is as a person?
Yeah, the thing that stood out to me is, I mean, I think everyone from the outside, I know I felt this way, and I think that, you know, fans felt this way. I think everyone thought about the Packers search. Boy, that happened fast. I mean, that ended really fast. It was like that on the inside, too. I mean, they really didn't know, the family, what to expect after Matt LaFleur interviewed with the Packers in Nashville on that Sunday. And the hope was to get a second interview because they felt really good as a family that this would be a good place for him, that this was a good opportunity for him, and that the more that the Packers would get to know Matt LaFleur, the more they like him. And so that was really the goal. And then that's the backdrop of when Matt LaFleur calls his parents and he says, "I got it." And they're thinking, "Great, they got a second interview. All right." I mean, he's on the right track. I mean, it's kind of like the moment when they thought he's going to get this job. And then no. I've got the job. That's he had a special, you know, I've got the job. It was an emotional moment. I'll tell you, talking with his brother, Mike LaFleur, that was just hilarious. I mean, he couldn't believe it. He was doing what we all do, and sitting in a Verizon store, transferring contacts for his wife's new phone when he got the call. And it was, so the way they found out about this was really fun to listen to.
Especially considering his brother blew him off when he was trying to get a hold of him. And then didn't even want to answer the FaceTime.
And we've all been there, right? Like, we've all been there where someone's trying to get a hold of you. It's big. You're blowing them off. You're like, no, I'm. You know, I mean, what on earth is more? There's going to the DMV and there's transferring contacts in a phone store for a new phone. Those are like the two worst things, the most aggravating things to do. He's in the middle of that, and then his brother texts him back one word: urgent. And it was pretty urgent. He immediately FaceTimed him, says, "Hey, I got the job." And he stands there and
swears.
The story. He stands there in the middle of the store and just says, "Shut the F up." I mean, that was his. Mm. He's like, "No way." And then he's like, "Oh, wait, I'm in the middle of the store.
That's probably funny. Shouldn't say that." I love
but, it was the most pleasant kind of shock that you can get in a really exciting time for that family.
Hey, Ryan, speaking of communication issues, LaFleur was on Bill Michaels' show, and they got into a conversation about Aaron Rodgers as far as, you know, whatever. And a lot of people jumped on that, Gary, and we did a whole segment about Aaron would cancel his New Zealand trip to come back and meet with the coach. Was that all overblown or is something to it?
I'll be honest. I didn't hear it myself. I've been – living with this.
Yeah, well, you want us to play it for you? We can play it for you. I mean,
sure.
It was just Bill Michaels is at the Super Bowl. So he had LaFleur on and they just had a conversation. And of course, you know, you get into the first thing people want to know, who's the quarterback's coach, obviously, and did you talk to Aaron Rodgers? How did that go? And then all of a sudden, he asked him, then LaFleur just started talking, and this is what he said.
Yeah, I certainly am trying to maintain as much contact with him as possible. I know that just really that relationship for a head coach and a guy of that importance to the organization is absolutely critical. And then couple that with the fact that I'll be calling the plays, you know, certainly the communication has to be on point between us. And I know he's busy traveling the world right now, so he's been a little bit harder to get in touch of as of late. But that's certainly something that we're going to strive to make that communication a part of our everyday process.
How do you view that?
I mean, it's January 31st, so if this was April and he wasn't in town, that would be an issue. This is something Aaron Rodgers has done the past several years, I think. He does a lot of traveling in the off season, late winter, early spring. That's been his routine. So I don't make much out of it.
Well, Ryan, what I need for them to break the routine, and here's why I need for them to break the routine.
Oh boy!
If it was Mike McCarthy, go. I don't need to see you until probably July. You run the same system.
Yeah, but you got to remember, they're already starting their spring
program. I know. I'm being
3 weeks earlier.
Yeah, I'm being facetious, but I'm just saying, okay. You can almost wait till July because you run the same stuff anyway. I mean, we know each other. This year, this guy wants to implement his plan. He wants to talk to his coach. The guy's not available. I think you make some sort of concessions just because the guy is new, and everything you know may be new to you. That's all.
It's hard for me to know because the NFL is so particular on when
you can touch them.
Can contact players anyway this time of year. So it's hard to say because, I mean, there's real strict rules. What I do know is that they've got extra time built in that is legal under the CBA.
Perfect.
Because of a new coach. They're going to be starting their spring program, like, I think it's April 1st. Usually it's around April 18th. So that's 2.5 more weeks that they're going to get. And one, that's important. You're absolutely right. I mean, there's going to be a lot of change here, and there's going to need to be extra time put in. But they're going to be doing that already. They're going to get an early start. I don't think that February is the time to be doing that.
We look into the behind-the-scenes look of what Matt LaFleur is like and how he's going to fit into this organization. What was one key thing in your studies that you saw he is going to mesh with this group of guys?
I thought it was very interesting that Matt Ryan reached out to Aaron Rodgers, and that was brought up in a conversation my first night in town with his parents. I found that interesting. They had a good relationship, and Matt LaFleur's talked about that before. They had a good relationship in Atlanta, especially that second year. He was his quarterback's coach in 15 and 16, and Matt Ryan, of course, was the NFL MVP in 16. So it's not hard to think, given how small the fraternity is of MVP quarterbacks in this league, that type of an endorsement had to carry some type of weight. More than that, I mean, I think there's an excitement around the youthful kind of energy. It's different, not better or worse than Mike McCarthy, but it's different having a coach that's 16 years younger. I mean, it just is. And sometimes change ushers in an excitement. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how that change specifically, you know, in terms of meshing with players and those sort of things, carries itself, not just this offseason, but going forward.
And speaking of change, what about the new receivers coach that they just got?
Don't know much about him. Honestly, I haven't been following the coaching changes, the staff stuff that much, just because of the story going to Mount Pleasant. But
right.
I think it was interesting that they brought Luke Getsy back because that right there, I think, is a guy that Aaron Rodgers liked a lot when he was here to be quarterback's coach.
Yeah.
So that one did stand out to me. But as a whole, the staff haven't been tracking it that much.
Yeah, because I think for the most part, they were able to get the special teams coach that sewed up, and then the defensive backs coach was Simmons. And I tell people, because everywhere I go, people ask me about the individual staff signings. You're not going to really know until these guys hit the field and see how good these guys really are. You just know that everybody is young, and you got to try to get this roster, because they're going to be young as well, where these guys respect each other and hit the ground running. So with that being said, if Pettit, for some reason, wants to change – just some new wrinkles, now's the time to do it this off season, or do you think he just, in your opinion, just stick with what he has, you know, all these guys who are hurt to come back and just start this thing up again?
Well, I think that the thing that stands out to me the most maybe about the staff right now is that Mike Pettine has had a lot of autonomy to bring in his guys. Mike Smith, the new outside linebackers coach, is a guy that one of Mike Pettine's best friends in the business. They worked together in New York. I wrote about this last week, but when Mike Pettine was fired from Cleveland, he was looking for just some sort of way to not get back into coaching, but just be around the game again. And he got a call from Mike Smith, who was a linebackers coach, defensive assistant in Kansas City, saying, hey, why don't you come to OTAs up here? This is in May after he'd been fired in January, and that was his reentry, so to speak, in the league. So that those two guys have a real good relationship. But from a larger level, Mike Pettine, you know, a year ago, that there were guys on this staff that Mike McCarthy wanted to keep specifically on this staff, and there were some arranged marriages. And sometimes they work great. There's always arranged marriages, but sometimes it's best to have your own guys. And I think that in this case, Mike Pettine has been given the opportunity to have his own guys on that defensive staff. And I think that, you know, it's a clear line that it's going to be Mike Pettine's defense. He's going to have a lot of autonomy on that side of the ball. It's going to really free up Matt LaFleur to do what he was hired to do, which was fix this offense.
Time with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette about his article that he wrote today. Great piece about Matt LaFleur, the new Packers head coach. I want to go in a little bit more into that piece, because in that piece it talks about how he meets his wife eventually and how he was screaming and yelling at her to get out of the way when she was on the football field and he was a coach and they didn't know each other, and then eventually they met off the field and everything was good. But to this point, you know, everybody looks at Hackett coming in from Jacksonville and says, well, you know, he's going to be the screamer and the yeller and everything else, but are we maybe missing the boat on LaFleur and how he really is going to go about this?
Yes, I think so, because everyone I talk to says the same thing, that he is an intense guy on the football field. Now, I haven't seen it yet, so I'm just going off word of mouth at this point. But every single person I've talked to says the same thing, is that he's going to coach Aaron Rodgers hard, he's going to coach everyone hard. That's his personality, and that's been his personality. You read the piece, that's been his personality since he was in eighth grade.
Right.
I mean, in eighth grade, I spoke with his eighth grade science teacher and his middle school basketball coach, and the way he remembers Matt LaFleur is, even that young, being ticked off that if they lose a game, the rest of his team acted like eighth grade boys, and he'd go to the coach and say, how do we get these guys to care? I mean, this is an eighth grader, you know? That's just the way he's always been. The competitive side, the fierceness of his competitiveness is something that is a main theme that really stands out about his personality. So, I haven't seen it yet, so, you know, I'll reserve judgment until I do see it on the practice field. But every single person I've spoken with has said the same thing, and I find that very interesting.
You know what I could see happening, Gary, and I have talked about this off the air, where it ends up being like the Browns and Hard Knocks last year, where you have it's the defense versus the offense in training camp, coaches yelling at coaches from one sideline to the other, trying to get both of their units fired up, like you had with Haley and Greg Williams last year, where maybe it could become, you know, Pettine against Hackett and LaFleur on the other side. That could provide lots of entertainment for everybody in attendance.
They tried to do that last year, and they've done that. They've tried to do that in the past, and I'm not sure they've ever quite fully gotten it to them. It's Mike Pettine's defense. That's very clear. It's going to be year two of Mike Pettine's defense. There's a jump that's expected this offseason from that defense, and then you've got the offense that, you know, they've been the leaders of this team for a long time. They've had a couple bad years, especially last year with Aaron Rodgers, the full season. And wanting to – it's not hard to see a chip on that on their shoulder, wanting to prove that that's an aberration in the past and that this is an offense, this is the quarterback that has been a long time in Green Bay. Yeah, I mean, I think you've got the makings for that for sure.
Real quick, your thoughts on them deciding to bring Jimmy Graham back and give him that bonus coming up in March for about $5 million and what that then means for that tight end position next year?
Well, I think they're going to have to bring some new fresh blood into that position. That to me is going to be the key to the success of the group. And Jimmy Graham's a heck of a guy for a new young guy in this league at that position to learn from. That might be his biggest value, you know. And not take nothing away. You know, if they can use him better if you know he broke his thumb in November and couldn't catch anything after that. If he stays healthy, then maybe there's some plays that he can still make. But I think from a leadership standpoint, knowing they have to go young there, they've got to infuse that position regardless with some new talent. That's what's going to be really important going forward.
Ryan, I'm heading out to Las Vegas here in 3 days, and I'm trying to help these guys that know a lot more about football than me help me make some money. So Rams, Patriots, 2.5 points going to the New England Patriots. Who you got on Sunday?
Rams were my preseason pick to win the Super Bowl. I can't go. I mean, I think it's like a law that you're not allowed to go back on your preseason pick if they're in the Super Bowl and no major injuries.
That is a law. Mm-hmm.
That is a law. Yep.
Man, it's America.
I think
do
that's literally in the legislature. Yeah. So yes. Yeah, I mean, I'll go Rams. Like they've done me right this entire season, and I see no reason to go back now. I'll go Rams.
Todd Gurley or Jared Goff is MVP.
Aaron Donald.
Okay. All right. There we go. Thanks, Ryan. That's going to help me out while I'm out there in Sin City. We appreciate the time, man. As always, we'll be talking to you well before OTAs.
All right. Hey, take care, guys.
Thank appreciate you. It. There's Ryan just Wood, for your Green Bay Press Gazette,
no
HackerNews.com.
They just say Vegas, cuz.
Oh, okay.
Drop the LES.
All right. Great Midwest Bank hotline. Don't drop them. You should buy, build, renovate, or refinance with them in 2019. Look no further than Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.